Welcome back to Forbidden Knowledge News. I'm your host, Chris Matthew. Today, I want to welcome Gosha Duzak and Dale Harder. Before I bring them on, of course, I have to thank C60 Purple Power. This amazing super antioxidant that I use every day now, I've been feeling better than I've felt in years. I have a lot more energy. I've lost weight, which is not even a common side effect, but my memory is even better, and I feel amazing. I feel better than I've felt in years, and you should too. Check out all the benefits for yourself. Just click the link in the description or visit c60purplepower.com. And if that link doesn't work, you can use coupon code KNOWLEDGE10 and you get 10% off your order plus free shipping. Also, please subscribe to Forbidden Knowledge News on lbry.com. That's our official backup channel in case anything happens here on YouTube. And we had a huge win. Spreaker, our podcast provider, actually did the right thing and remonetized our podcast. They will be paying us last month's revenue. So huge victory for us. They even apologized, which is rare. So I want to give huge thanks to all of you guys that helped support us and made any donations while the show was demonetized. You guys are amazing. But we're back in business, and today is going to be the last show before the Christmas holiday. But I may have a surprise holiday episode for you this weekend. Who knows? But today, my guests are Gosha Duzak and Dale Harder. Gosha, at the age of 22, left her home country in pursuit of new discoveries. She lived in the USA, Australia, Costa Rica, and currently in Barcelona, Spain. She graduated from Queensland University with a degree of comparative religion in 2005. She's the owner and producer of the YouTube channel Cosmic Agency, through which the Tibetan-Palladian communication is shared. Since 2017, in almost daily direct live written contact with Swaru and the Tibetan-Palladian crew in orbit of the Earth, assisting the humans with planetary liberation from the Matrix and removal of artificially imposed 3D frequencies into our natural 5D state. And I also want to welcome Dale Harder. He grew up between Huntington, Tennessee and Cleveland, Ohio. He is an ex-NASA scientist, engineer, and owns two businesses, HHR Lasers, Inc. and HHR Exotic Speakers. He has been in the UFO field for more than 45 years and worked with most of ufology's current and past UFO researchers. He has had regular visitations by ET craft since he was a child and in various locations around the world. He's an officer for Cleveland Ufology Project, the oldest UFO club and MUFON group in the world. He has also worked with most of the known names in ufology, both current and past. Gosha and Dale, welcome. How are y'all tonight?
Hey.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I actually realized that I sent you an updated video.
Go ahead and tell us what you got that's updated then.
Yeah, well, just it doesn't really matter. Just my location. I'm not in Barcelona, Spain anymore. I've been living in Finland since March. So here I am in a winter zone in the north of Europe, which is quite a nice location regarding what's going on in Europe with the situation now and everything. So here it's quite peaceful. So that's just an update, but it doesn't really matter. And also, as we will explain. It's not just Svaru that we are talking to, but we are also talking to Yathi, Svaru, and Aneka. So I have to update that, but we'll explain that a little bit later as the story goes.
Yes, we're going to get into this. This is, to me, one of the most intriguing contact cases that I've come across. And I'll be honest, this is one of the shows that I really had to consider if I would even do. And
why?
Well, the reason is because of the nature of this. Now, when I first heard about your experiences, you were both presenters at the Laughlin UFO conference at the beginning of the year, and I actually covered it. And of course, as with most people's contact experiences, I try to remain as neutral and sometimes skeptical because I have not experienced this, but I am very open-minded. Now, this is a contact experience unlike any other that I've heard at the time. But when I heard your presentation, it was very intriguing, interesting, and it actually really got me to consider the possibilities of your experience. The more I thought about it, the more intrigued I was. You actually have a very popular YouTube channel, Cosmic Agency, where you have a huge following, and you share these encounters and contact experiences, you and Dale both. Now, like I said earlier, I've always been skeptical about any contact or unexplained phenomenon. And recently, I had my own very first contact experience. Now, it gave me major insight into the phenomenon. And, you know, even though I do this show and I've had my own experience now, I still try to remain as neutral as possible when it comes to the show. Now, that being said, I definitely think that your experiences are worth sharing. I'd love my audience to hear this and decide for themselves, because the information that comes out of it, I believe, is the most important and compelling thing. And today, I want to really get started at the beginning. Like, where did this all start, and how did it all start for you guys?
Okay, so maybe I will start, because Dale came on a bit later. You know what? I was like you, actually, before. I was very neutral. I've always believed in extraterrestrials, and I not always, since I was like 22, maybe 23. But I was neutral. I had my YouTube channel, Cosmic Agency, which I actually started to interview people just like you are doing. And I had no idea what's going to unfold in a near future after I started this channel. So, you know, I was very neutral until I got this contact experience. And then there was no other option for me. I couldn't be neutral anymore. So because, you know, once you are in it, it's a totally different perspective. So I completely understand you. And, you know, it's okay, you know, I respect that, but as soon as you have your own experience, you know, and especially like it's happening to us, we are in the third year, and it's almost daily contact, sometimes hours per day, and more around 1,000 videos have been produced with the detailed information between me, myself, and Robert in the Spanish world from Despejando Enigmas. You know, we cannot be neutral anymore. We are totally on board with this experience. But I understand how it looks from the outside for someone who doesn't have the experience. So all I can ask is just to look at the information and let the information speak to you. Or if it doesn't, it's okay as well. So going back to the beginning, how it started, your question, it was in 2017, actually, where when Robert attended the UFO conference here in Barcelona, and he met a lady who at that time had a contact with those Taygetan Pleiadians. Taygetan Pleiadians, they don't like to be called Pleiadians, because there are so many different races in Pleiades, and it's all thrown into one basket, you know, and all these misconceptions about how Pleiadians are and love and light and new age ideas. So they are a specific race in the star system Taygeta, where there are four different planets. They come specifically from that location. So that lady had a contact with them. They are people, by the way, which we can go into later as well to clarify, just in case some people are not aware that they are people. So that lady talking to Robert introduced Robert to them. And a few weeks later, I was introduced as well. And we started to communicate with a young lady called Svaru. She was our first contact. And after a short while, our paths with the lady separated, and we continued to communicate with them daily, with some breaks here and there, because things happen. You know, they are right there in the orbit, very close to the Earth, involved in many operations, and sometimes they cannot just be online. And but on and off, it has been going on for, you know, for 3 years since we met Chris in February in Nevada. It has been every day, daily, new and new information, more and more information coming out all the time, and new videos being produced. This is how it started for me. And for Dale, it started next year. And he can himself explain the story, how he got involved.
Now, before we get to that, I just want to confirm a few things. Now, this
yes.
was a contact that you started communicating with online. Was it like a forum or something that you met this person?
No. I was introduced to them directly by this lady who introduced Robert. And it's a live software online where we have a live chat. It's not by emails. It's not WhatsApp. It's not Facebook. It's not forums. It's a direct communication word for word. They are right there, very close to us, and they have the access to the internet, to the human technology, which, by the way, that's how they are supposed to be contacting people right now, with according to the rules of the Federation, which are, you know, they have to use the currently available technology to people in order to communicate with them. Of course, there's also channeling, but they discarded the channeling in favor of internet communication because it's much more credible, it's much more direct, it's not prone to distortions and mental interpretations, which, of course, channeling is a true phenomenon, but there's so many distortions and just so much out there. That they went this way. They preferred to contact us directly, not us, not just us. I'm now talking humans, us, through the technology on the internet. It's a new way. Yes, it's a different approach. They have been doing this since 2008, massively. They have contacted thousands of people actually around the world between 2008 and 2016. Around 2016, they have stopped that program. It was an official first contact program done by them, Tibetans. And they have stopped that around 2016, but they are still in communication with few people here and there. And I'm very grateful that I am one of those still. And Dale is, and so are some few others. So yeah, it is online. This is a new form. This is a new form of approach, and this is a new way of contacting people. But it's completely legitimate as a form of contact, not any less than channeling or any sort of telepathic communication.
All right, fair enough, Dale. Now let's hear how you got involved with this.
Oh my. Well, I'm a man on a mission, Chris. I'll update my resume thing there a little bit too, or my bio. I am actually a confirmed Tegetan Pleiadian. I am here on a mission. I came into a physical form. I remember all of it. I came with full memories and a mission to do. And have spent most of my life knowing that and working toward that, but was pretty much alone, and have had visitations from crafts and so forth my entire life. So nothing new to me. To update that record a little bit, and as you were at the conference, you probably also heard me say that. And so the crew and Swaru and Annika and so forth have confirmed who I am and how I am part of that group. But the actual meeting of them and taking place was almost 2 years ago, not quite. But it was only through the kindness of Gosha that occurred. And how that happened was that I, because of who I am and what I knew, I felt I was pretty much alone in doing this mission. And was always looking for information and contacting other people and so forth. And I happened across Gozer's channel on Cosmic Agency. I began to absorb that material as fast as I could possibly take it in, and found that all of it resonated with who I was and what I was doing and what I knew. And so just out of the blue, I composed a very, very simple email, sent that to Gozer. And that's typically the way I will contact anyone in the field. I just introduce myself, my name, I give a couple minor details, and I allow them to know internally or otherwise if I'm someone they want to talk to. They usually know. And now Gosha's habit, because of the way she does her work, and I certainly don't blame her for it, is that she rarely answers emails. But some reason or another, she decided to answer. And we talked, and it went really well. And it was like there, I had a feeling of knowing, and that at some point I told her, I said, we're going to work together. We're going to do many things. And she was still, you know, a little taken aback, but nonetheless, it all progressed from there very, very rapidly. Goja then told my family about that, and I call them my family. They are my family, and we'll get into that later. But because of that and her talking to them, they decided to tell me the truth and to actually take me in and introduce themselves to me and make me part of what was going on, which I'm eternally grateful for. And so it has started the path that I'm further on, and also part of the mission that I was here to do. So I also work with them on a daily basis. And believe me, it's great to know who I am and where I'm from and all that stuff. Well, like I said, I knew before, but this is confirmation. So I am a Tegetan Pleiadian in a human form. I went through a birthing process, the whole thing. I was actually left on the doorstep of Catholic Charities at 3 months of age, and I was adopted, and the whole story goes from there. So it's been quite a ride. It's been quite a ride.
Now, before we get into who and what these Palladians are, let's talk about some of the information you got, starting with the earliest. What did they start out telling you? I mean, what was the message that came out at first, and then how did it progress?
Well, okay, how did it progress? Well, of course, also you have to understand that a lot of these videos that I make are based on my questions, based on what I'm asking and what I thought at the time, and I still do, that is important. So so the progression of the videos and all the topics sometimes is progressing according to my own curiosity about things and what I believe might be important, because they are, since the beginning, actually, they never had a specific, this is very important to stress, they never asked us to publish anything. It was just a personal contact, just to say hello. It was not meant to continue for years like it has been going on. It was just a hello. It was just, you know, just to get to know each other. And it was not in any way planned that we are going to, you know, publish these videos and this material on our channels and on our website. They never asked us to. So there was never any specific agenda on their side. Like I said, they have been communicating with hundreds of people and then just, you know, reaching them personally, because one of their ideas and goals of the time was to reach the mass consciousness one by one. Because they were on this experiment, we could say, you know, to affect collective consciousness by reaching out to people individually and affecting those peoples individually, not you know, going to the government, like they did that approach as well in early times. But now the mission was to contact people individually. So my story with this is that, you know, it was just the individual contact. Just to, you know, answer some questions here and there. And then as we continued to talk, I realized that, well, this is really good information. You know, I was asking about who they are, why they are here, and the reasons why they are here, you know, general spiritual ideas about the reality, about the matrix. I discovered that we are living, you know, in a 3D, imposed 3D reality, and in a sort of reality that is not as true. You know, they have started to reveal how we have been living under manipulations and lies and deceptions for thousands of years, and we start to go into that and compare that with their reality. They're on a fifth density, we are in a third density. So I started to go into those topics with them. And as we were exploring those topics, I decided, this is really cool. I would like to share it. And in the beginning, Zvaru, the main girl we were talking to, she was not sure if it's even convenient, because she said there is so much information out there that we are just going to add to the soup of the information that is already available. And it might just confuse people even more. Like, she was not sure if it's going to help in any way. And, you know, I was so taken by this information, and I really felt it's true and it's real and it's important. So I told her, listen, we need, in order to help, you know, free the minds, contribute to the liberation of the minds, I mean, we should start, you know, little by little, correcting some of the wrong ideas that people have about the world they are living in. And, you know, just let's give them the truth from your perspective, of course, the truth, because we have to understand this is just their perspective, Tibetan, Pleiadian. If you talk to Andromedans, they're going to give you maybe different angles of the reality, because all of these races have different understanding of how things work and how actually things should be managed on 3D and this on Earth. This is a totally different subject. This is where the Federation subject goes in, conflict within the Federation. It's a huge subject. So anyway, just going back to the beginning question, this is how it started. And I think we both sides, we agreed, okay, let's publish this video. Let's give this to the public. And that's how it started. But it was never any specific planned agenda on their side or on my side. It was completely spontaneous, because I believed so much in this information. And then the subject started to become more and more complex and deep. And I could also see how they can easily switch from metaphysical and spiritual subject to very advanced technological subjects. Last year, they were explaining in 10 episodes the detail of stellar navigation, of how their ship operates, how they navigate through ether and hyperspace, frequency management, biology, mechanics of manifestation, how the matter is produced, how the role of consciousness in everything, how consciousness actually plays the role on all levels of our life. And it's actually a big part of how we are being manipulated. That's also another topic. So, you know, the depth of the topic was evolving more and more, and it's just never ending. I have so many videos that I have in line that I haven't even done yet, and I have them piled up, and they just never run out of information, and it's just infinite.
Now, before I get Dale's take on what you just said, there's so many interviews, researchers, authors, people that I've spoken with that have said something along the same lines as you, that we're on some sort of prison planet. That is, this is some type of controlled matrix. And the more I look at abduction cases, contact cases, it seems like we are some type of experiment for these races. And I'm wondering, how many races are involved in this experiment? Which ones are on our side? And, you know, these Tibetan Palladians, where do they stand? And how long have they been involved with humans? And were they involved with our DNA? Things like that.
Yeah, that's you opened a huge topic there too. We could talk about this for many hours. Also, I have many videos. If your viewers, you want to get answers to all these questions, by the way.
Oh yeah, I have links to all your channels in my description, definitely.
You definitely have to check the videos, because it's every one of these questions that you just threw at me. It's like it's discussed in detail through different videos. But anyway, Dale, maybe you wanted to comment first.
Oh, I'm enthralled. I'm just listening. a couple of things that I would add to the points that she brought out a little bit too is, you know, really, really distressed. Like I said, this is not channeled information. It is live. Okay, and we have communicated with my family, our brothers and sisters up there, in audio. In some cases, we've communicated with Brother Dorkalel as he flew in a starfighter above the Earth. And we have done much more than just typing on a keyboard. And there are other things, of course, but we are not allowed to share pictures of them. We're not allowed to give direct information, anything that would cross the prime directive. Yes, I'm using that awful word. That is not from Star Trek, by the way. All of those words that Gene Roddenberry and George Lucas and all the rest hadn't used were actually given to them by my family and others, and trickled down into humanity for this purpose, so that we would be ready at some point, perhaps for open contact. Unfortunately, that time hasn't come yet, but we're working on it. In any case, so that's the most important thing, is to realize that they're real, they're there. I would have Goja explain just a little bit more in the next time why we know that they are real and how we know that they are real, and that this is not computer animated or generated, or it's not some people playing a brutish trick or otherwise. And even some of the experiments that we have done telepathically and otherwise to because we are in connection with them. I am empathically and telepathically, and so is Goja, and we know their personalities. We know each of those people. They've even tried to fool us occasionally, and we always know who is behind the voice, who is behind the talk. This has been a relationship that is, like I said, daily, ongoing. When we ask questions, their answers are instantaneous. They don't hem, they don't haw, they don't search, they don't mess, and they're consistent from day to day, month to month, year to year. So, you know, if it is a hoax, there's a whole team of people out there that are having one heck of a time trying to keep up with myself and Goja and Robert and the way that this contact is unfolded. So that being said, you now have the basis for how and why this contact is occurring. And one more quick thing about that is, like she said, they are above us. They're at the moment in a 307-mile high orbit as the crow flies. They're in a large cruiser. Well, it's a medium-sized cruiser, actually, but it's a little over 1,500 meters long. That comes out to about 1.5 miles. It's 77 meters wide, and it is powered by three crystalline reactors, which are free energy-based. Okay, and so all of that stuff is contained in the videos. We won't bother to go into that. But they're there, and they call it a tin can, and I guess being locked in one of those for years can drive you a little nuts. So, but they watch over us at all times, and they actually know where each of us is. They know where everything's going on. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, it's okay. I just want to add, like you said about the audio, I always forget about that, because You always remind me of that, because sometimes we do have an audio, but it's on our side. We connect our voice, because sometimes it's faster this way. And they type. Like, for example, just 2 days ago, me and my partner here, we connected with Yasky, and we were speaking to her, and she could listen, and she was responding in writing. So that's also important to add. Yes, thanks, Dale, for reminding me.
Yeah, and like I said, the live contact's actually with Brother Ador and things. So, but tell them also, Goja, why they don't respond in voice, or why they don't respond with a picture.
Well, that goes back to the whole Prime Directive thing that you were talking about, you know, the Federation rules and all that. You know, there are actually strict protocols regarding the contact. And I must say, because someone will say, oh, no, because I know the story, someone who actually was contacted physically by someone. But, okay, first of all, it might be happening, but those might be races that do not belong to the Federation, because the Federation is huge, and many, many races belong to them, and they have to in some way respect those protocol contact rules. And those might be races that don't belong to the Federation, maybe renegades, maybe just going by their own rules and contacting people. And Taygeta, even though it has its issues with the Federation, and they are regarded as rebels by the Federation, that's another story. They still do belong to the Federation officially. So they still have some of those rules that they need to be abiding by. And also their servers are, I don't understand that part very much, because I'm not very technical, but their servers also somehow are partly provided and monitored by the Federation. So if they try any tricks, you know, like, you know, showing their video or audios, there could be consequences. You know, the contact could be cut off. So they are strictly reserved. They are strictly limited to typing. to typing, which, by the way, I must also say the Federation never expected that so much information would be given by Tibetans only by typing. They thought that by limiting the contact to typing, there will be limiting Tibetans in how much they can give to people. And actually, they have given so much just by typing throughout those 3 years. They managed to piss off the Federation. That's not a topic, but it's true. The Federation is actually not very happy with so much knowledge and information being given to the people, and that might be tying to your question about whether this is a prison, the prison planet, or what. So if you want, I might circle to that.
I want to know really if these Palladians or the whole Federation, what their interest is with our planet. Are they protectors? Are there different factions that don't have our best interest in mind? Or does the entire Federation kind of watch over our planet, if you know what I mean?
That's so huge. The Federation. Dale, yes?
What a can of worms. Wow. we could do two videos on that alone.
Yeah, let's try just to summarize it, the Federation, in the fifth density, they are in the fifth density, and you have to understand they are physical beings. That's like first thing, very important to clarify. They are not angels flowing on orbs, not love and light. There is a lot of politics involved. There is a lot of strategies, a lot of factions. It's like a reflection kind of what's going on Earth. And the Earth is a kind of reflection of what's going on in the Federation. So what they are managers of the 3D, and of Earth affairs. Different agendas and different ideas about how the Earth is supposed to be managed are happening within the Federation.
They're in a big uproar. And the Federation is also like an onion. It has many layers, and there are many... Outer, it's like there's a local federation, a solar system federation, and a galactic federation, and they're all, and it's like the right doesn't know what the left is doing, etc.
Yes, and there's a lot of conflicts now within the Federation because of this whole situation with the starseeds stirring up the pot.
It's not from the starseeds. It's because of the cabal and the interaction with certain regressives that this reset and thing is trying to take over. But there's also the involvement of the Federation on the local levels that's involved in that and directing that. But the starseeds like myself and Goja and the rest of us that are here and directing the crew and so forth, we're working to wake the humanity up and tell people, hey, this is what's really going on. But in all of this, they still have to maintain the protocol, and they still maintain the prime directive, and they always maintain the possibility that we have a right to choose. We don't have to believe any of this. And as long as they leave it in that fashion where we can make a choice, then they don't break that prime directive. But if they were to show themselves directly or this, that, and the other thing, they break that directive, they take away our freedom. And they will not step over that line. They would rather die than do that. So this is what we face.
So the Federation is they are management of the 3D. 12,500 years ago, the 3D artificial installment has been placed around Earth, which keeps the Earth and all its inhabitants in an artificially imposed 3D frequency. That's just on one side. But also now the consciousness of the collective is a very important factor in maintaining us in the 3D. Because they explained to us, even if they take away that artificially projected from the moon 3D installment, our consciousness, which has been manipulated to believe that it's lesser, is going to continue to maintain us in that lower state, because we have been manipulated for centuries by lower regressive races, not by the Federation, from what I understand, by the reptilian regressive races. And those are the ones that have been trying to keep us in this limited state by implanting various limiting ideas in us through religions, through science, and through any field of life. And they have been exploiting humans for centuries. And I'm talking about regressive races. I'm talking about the regressive races who have been trying to control our perception. And why? It goes back to the consciousness again, because they understand that everything is run by the consciousness. If you can control what we perceive, they will be able to control what we manifest, including our own body. So this way, we also manifested being limited genetically, DNA-wise, but it wasn't done in test tubes. It wasn't done genetically. And it's also explained in our videos in detail. It was done by the mind control, because these regressive races are intellectually superior to us. And we must admit that they are. I know it sounds ugly and sad, but that's the way it is. And not because we are less superior, we are less intellectually. It's just that they made us believe so. They made us believe we are less than them. So that's one layer of that manipulation. That's what's keeping us in prison. But it's artificial. It's not really done by any laboratories, or we are not here kept against our own wishes. We are actually here. We are manipulated to believe that we are less, that we don't have, you know, that godly potential. So looking from that perspective, yes, we are prisoners of those limiting beliefs, but from the higher perspectives, we have come here voluntarily. Every one of us is here because they chose to. We all knew what we were going into. And one also very important part is that this race is viewed by the Federation races and by the 5D extraterrestrial races as a secondary race. But what does it mean? Secondary race, as opposed to primary races as they are in 5D, because a secondary race means that it's a race that came as a result of some sort of manipulation. So we have evolved from being a primary race, as they are, Lyrian race, which is the origin of all human races, we have kind of evolved into the secondary race, which is the product of the manipulation. And now, and this is very, very cool and very interesting, and now we are used as a bio suit by all these extraterrestrial races to come in and live this human experience. They use us as an interface for the experience within the 3D as humans. And they all interact as one race. We all think we are one race, humans, but actually we are a mix of all these extraterrestrial races using us, the Lyrian template, as a bio suit through which they come in, incarnate, and have this experience. And many races, many souls now want to have this 3D experience for the expansion, for growth. It's a limiting experience, but according to those souls, they can grow this way. And this is also another subject. And this is also, this could be viewed as a limiting idea, grow through limitation. That's something that Zvaru is trying to liberate us from as well, that there is no need to grow through such drastic duality and conflict. So she's trying to liberate us, liberate our ideas on all levels. Sorry.
Oh, no, don't be sorry at all. Anything else to add to that, Dale?
Think of it as Disneyland for ETs. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. One other aspect of that is that I'd like to mention that the primordial Earth and its animals, inhabitants, you know, the rocks, the streams, the trees, etc., the primordial Earth is 5D. And the ether and all the other things that exist in it is also in the universe is 5D. Everything goes up from there. So the projection that is being maintained around our planet of the third density, lower frequency, if that were released, then 5D would be available to everything and everyone here instantly. Now, whether or not it all depends on their mindset, whether or not they would actually rise into that position. And that is part of what this so-called ascension thing is. Ascension is not a mass thing. It is individual, and it is based on the frequencies and resonance of the individuals as they achieve it. Okay, so it is something that they're working toward. But it's not going to happen like a mass exodus and that kind of thing. All right, so that was just a couple of points to clarify what Goja already said very, very well.
Okay. I could divert in all different ways as you wish, because each of these points that was mentioned, it can open, you know, a whole new series.
There's so many places we could go. I do want to mention something compared to my contact experience. Now, mine was more of psychic communication through meditation. I ended up making contact with this entity through meditation. It was an experience that changed my life. This entity, you know, gave me these immense feelings of love and acceptance that I've never felt before, and the communication was instantaneous and psychic. Before I could even finish asking the questions, the answers were coming, and it was a really beautiful experience. But one of the messages that I received, and I'm wondering if this aligns with some of your messages, is that there are factions on this planet that are really trying to extinguish the love frequency, and that it's up to each and every individual one of us to try and bring back that love frequency, that our, you know, Earth is under attack under, you know, many levels. But that is one thing that we need to try and do is to, they called it a Christ consciousness, which has nothing to do with religion or Jesus or anything like that. It's a spiritual state of mind is what they called it. And that their job, that they were part of the Federation, that their job is to go around the galaxy and spread this Christ consciousness. Is this anything that you've ever heard?
They don't really talk about Christ consciousness as such. Which I believe is probably if we examine what it means, it's just probably a matter of semantics. They are not using specifically this term, but
love, it's basically a love frequency is what they're trying to allude to. Yes.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. There's a huge war going on right now over human souls and human minds. And there are very regressive factions right now working hard at at separating us from the source. You know, they refer it to it as a source. And love, as Yasky Zvaru always explains to us, is the integration. It's the highest expression of love is just integrating the other as yourself. No separation. Love, integration. So right now, what's been going on, and even with this whole virus situation, we have been experiencing, you know, separation at its highest, like, you know, the social distancing and all that. That's definitely the opposite of integration and of love and of you know, living in that higher frequency. So yes, it's actually quite ugly what's going on right now, even on those astral levels around Earth. I mean, I don't want to go into this too much because there is a war right now. The humans are in the middle of it. The cabal and the regressive races are hard at it to try to break us up, and you know, and to keep the human souls and human minds at the lower states, which is opposite of love. And then we have the positive races who are working toward the opposite goal. So yeah, I would agree with your message there. And congratulations, by the way, on your contact.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it was an amazing experience. Anything to add to that, Dale?
Well, it is a matter, everything in the universe, everything is nothing more than frequency. It is all about frequency. So for those that are scientifically based, even though I'm a scientist, I look at everything in color. I don't see things in black and white. I never have. Probably one of the few that does that. But the frequency controls and governs everything. So the higher we think thoughts, our thoughts in our higher form, try our best to give positiveness and love and higher thoughts to all those around us. That is, it's catching, okay? And we pass that on. And if we can do that, if we can pull ourselves out of this, what they're trying to do essentially is eradicate humanity. And they're doing very well, and we're like the lemmings. We're all standing in line waiting to jump off the precipices at the cliff. And so we need to wake up. We need to wake up and tell each other and remind each other, hey, this is not the way things really are. And humanity has the ability to change all of this at any time they wish. If we would all stand up and simply say, we're not happy with our government, we're not happy with this situation or that situation, or we are not sheeple, we are not going to follow this stuff any longer. We want information. We want to raise the consciousness and band and stand together. They can change this. They can change it overnight. But it is a matter of us not sitting around and just grumbling and moaning and groaning about it, but actually going out and doing it. So, yeah, I take my life in my hands. Gosia takes her life in her hands. We stand up to tell people what we know. We don't demand that anyone follow us. We don't ask for anything. We don't write books. We don't make CDs. We don't make any money off of this. This is part of what we were sent to do. This is part of the service. And this is what higher souls attempt to do, is to serve one another, and in so doing, serve themselves. So that's what it's all about. So Swaru, Annika, the rest of the crew, all of us, we don't want followers that are blindly following. We want people who think for themselves. Even if they challenge the information, that's okay. They don't have to believe, but at least they're thinking. And well, that's what this whole thing is.
Yeah, there is a lot going on that has started in 2020, and I've noticed more and more people that I've spoken to are either coming out with contact stories that they haven't told before, or having new contact experiences or spiritual or paranormal experiences that they haven't had before and are compelled to come out and talk about it. Not only that, but we have a mass awakening of people who are realizing that they've been lied to and that everything around them is false. So, you know, I see that in the near future, there could be a possibility of this revolution where the people who want the right things for our planet and want our planet to go in the right direction are going to kind of come to a head with these others that aren't waking up and are part of this kind of hive mind mentality. Is this any information that they've given you as well?
Yeah, there has been a lot of information and a lot of things coming up this year. And like you said, there is this revolution of consciousness going on and people coming up with contact stories, which, by the way, of course, extraterrestrials are everywhere. And I mean everywhere. They are more out there and close to us than we imagine. Many of them are walking the earth, step downs, as they are called. Many of them are in communication with people. You know, Targetans are not the only one. We are not the only ones. So I'm not surprised at all that all these contact stories are coming out. You know, there's a lot of discussions going on in the extraterrestrial circles of how to approach this whole situation on Earth, because it could literally go into many different directions right now. We are like in this nexus point. And what they explained to us also is that the timelines have been fractioned, split. The timelines, it's not something that is necessarily just like this one line for everybody, but like they explained, everybody has its own individual timeline. And the reason why we perceive the same one is that we have the same shared agreement on how to perceive things. And that's why it seems like we are in the same timeline. But now the timelines have been fragmented, because Varu, she's an expert on timelines. She's a time traveler and she knows how to even move timelines in a specific direction. So she taught us a lot about how the timelines work. And she explains that now timelines have been fragmented. That's why we even see so many conflicting information, even about this whole virus explanation situation. You know, some people believe this, others this, and they like truly believe that. And there's like a wall between people in the perception, like they are not hearing each other. They are not seeing each other's arguments, because literally they are living in separate timelines. You see them, you may be with them at the same table or the family reunion, but they are literally in a different timeline where the reality is different. And this is all working out right now. This is a nexus point. Like I said, this is a very, very, very crucial point. And there's so much more behind the curtains, behind this going on metaphysically, extraterrestrial-wise than we imagine. And I do want to be hopeful, and I do want to believe that, you know, our the star seeds have the power to turn things around, and that we will be waking up. I'm just not sure if we will wake up in time. That's the worry that they have been having. This is something, you know, they are never sugarcoating anything. They will tell you as it is, and what they see is that people are waking up, but it's not really for sure that they are waking up on time. I'm not sure if we're going to win this war, but we might. Nothing is set in stone. Everything still depends on us and how fast we react. That's why it's so important to be proactive right now. Be active and stand up and speak for you what you believe. This is not the time to put the head in the sand and be quiet and just like sit and meditate in the corner. Do that. Yes, of course. But then draw power from that to act, which is very important. Now is the time. Now or never.
Yeah.
That's what they told us.
That's what I've been telling people. I mean, it's you know, if we wait for too long, it's going to be too late for us to do anything about the tyranny that's overtaking us. Dale, do you have anything else to add to that before we move on to our last question
I
have for you?
Pretty much I agree. Yeah, absolutely. That's pretty much the way it is. We have got to wake up, take action, be responsible. We can't all just sit around and grumble about COVID or this, that, and the other thing. That is an agenda. The distancing is a 6 foot distancing is a military protocol. It's designed to do exactly what it does. Keep us apart, keep us separate. The face masks are to dehumanize us, the whole nine yards. They actually, I, as a scientist and engineer, nobody's going to convince me that wearing a chain link fence across my face is going to prevent a disease. And there may be a flu of some sort, but I think the numbers have been extremely skewed. There are all kinds of agendas going on where insurances are benefiting. People are making money off of this, this, that, and the other thing. It is the reaction to it and the world lockdown and a pandemic is wholly, I think, a controlled event. It is part of the world reset, part of the world order, the whole nine yards. So I think we need to stand up and we need to ask for and demand the proof of these things, because just somebody took a test and they tested positive in the morning and then they tested negative at night, it doesn't mean anything. And just because a guy went out and jumped in his car and ran into a brick wall and got killed and they ran a test on his blood and said, oh, he had COVID, so he died from the COVID. You know, give me a break here. We're not that dumb. But humanity has been duped before, so it's time to wake up, people. Start demanding answers. Start demanding what it is that we want and not what we don't want. So don't concentrate on what we don't want. We'll concentrate on what we want. That's the positive. So, yeah, that's the where it's at. That's what our family is hoping that humanity will do, whether or not we can do that in time. And we're kind of like we're in the bus. We've gone over the cliff and everybody's pushing on the brake, but we're in midair, baby. So it's, we either wake up or we don't. And we're in a war of time right now, literally. Yeah. You know, it's a race.
Definitely a very critical time in our existence. We have a few minutes left. What I'd like to close out with tonight is there's been a lot of mainstream UFO coverage. The mainstream media talking about UFOs, even government Pentagon releasing files, claiming that they have exotic off-planet materials even. It seems like, to me, we're being prepped for something because I never trust anything that comes out of our government or media. So if they're talking about UFOs, of course I'm not going to trust the information coming, but I do pay attention to it because why now all of a sudden are they talking about this so much? Is it some sort of maybe prep for something that they're going to be doing nefariously, some sort of fake alien thing? I'm wondering, what are your thoughts on all the mainstream UFO coverage?
Well, I'll go first, then you, Dave, can expand.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm kind of like you, Chris. I don't really follow. I might follow a little bit, but I don't really trust what's coming out of the government disclosures because, as they explain to us, it's all controlled. and they will only reveal what interests them and how much they are allowed to reveal. They're just not going to reveal the whole truth right now, because it's going to dismantle their whole agenda. Because with that, they will have to answer a lot of questions that people will have. So they are just going to give like drops here and there, you know, it's very, very, in very controlled manner. So I'm not really paying much attention to that. Even recently, some ex-Israeli, I don't remember who was who, exactly his status. Yes.
He was involved with the military somehow. I don't know his status either, though, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he even came out and he revealed that there is a federation, that there are extraterrestrials. He admitted the federation existence. And he also said that the extraterrestrials are saying we are not ready for contact yet, which basically just confirmed everything we have been saying as well, because we made a video a year ago explaining that we are not ready for contact officially as humanity. So I don't really trust what's coming out of the government as we have it right now. First, we would need to completely overturn the type of a government we have now in order for it to be trusted. So maybe later, yeah, I don't know, maybe. But right now, it's not really run by the types of people that I would trust coming out with that kind of disclosures. But at the same time, who knows? They might be up to something. And, you know, they know that there is a lot of uproaring, is that a good word, going on in the Federation ranks. So someone might snap and one of those extraterrestrial races might reveal themselves. Who knows? There is just so much going on up there right now in the 5D and how to approach the situation that anything might happen. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know. All I know is what I know from Tigetans. And right now, even, you know, they are part of the Federation, but not they don't know everything that's happening in the Federation to the last detail, because the Federation doesn't like them very much. So they sometimes control what they give them too, from what I understand. So.
Very interesting. Dale, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, yeah, there's always, I've always got a big mouth, so, you know, but, yeah, along those same lines. Yeah, they are definitely dripping little bits and pieces here and there out. You can turn on the TV almost any time, 24 hours a day, and find some UFO program on some channel, whether it's old or new. The point of it being is that in some sense, they are prepping humanity for the idea of either a contact or a takeover by aliens or what have you. But that's all basically an agenda. But still, it has done some good, because humanity no longer is at the point where if you mention an ET, somebody looks at you like you're the deer in the headlights and you're out of your mind. Our children play with the toys and ETs and junk every single day and don't think anything of it. If you were to tell people, you know, hey, a UFO just landed in the front yard, they say, oh, yeah, really? Well, not nice, so whatever. They don't get excited about much of anything. My wife is one of those, you know. But along those same lines, I have come to learn and tend to stress this. We have always, with this information, been, you know, everybody always goes, we want proof, we want proof, we want proof. And of course, our family cannot give absolute proof, because that would break the prime directive. But on the other side of that, I've also found in my own personal experience, and I would pass this along as I have done before, for those, we're tired of trying to prove that we're real. So I challenge the UFO community to prove that we're not. All right. But along with that, the proof angle is that proof for anything, regardless of what it is in life, is a personal experience. It is an individual thing. If, for example, UFO, say a UFO, one of our family decided to come and land in your backyard tonight, Chris, and you opened the door, you invited them in, you guys had a great dinner, you sat around for hours, talked, you asked all kinds of questions, they gave you the secrets of the universe, the whole thing, it was wonderful, you're high as a kite, they get in their ship and they leave. Then my question to you is, who are you going to tell? All right. So that was your personal experience, but who's going to believe you? On the other hand, on the other side of that coin, if my family or any other ET group would decide to make world contact and all of a sudden just showed up like they did in the movie Independence, okay, then everyone would freak out. So they can't do that either, because then they're violating that free will again, and those that would believe, and those that wouldn't. You know, so it would create a huge, huge mess. But so there is, as I said, it is an individual thing, whether or not a person believes or disbelieves. And to that, I would add that there are as many realities out there as there are people to perceive them. That means everybody's reality is individual and different. We've simply agreed by convention, hey, this is blue, this is green, that's an apple, that's an orange, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So that's kind of the way the whole thing is working out. But at any rate, there's still time, hopefully, that we might wake up, and that's the only message that we stress at this point. Take a look. Take a look at the information and you know, the enormous amount of videos that Gosia puts out. I still marvel every single day how this poor lady puts out so much stuff and works so, so very hard. Hardly, you know, it's hard to imagine. She does it all herself. And I might add that everything that my family says, she puts in those videos word for word. We don't change anything. We don't candy coat it. They're not angels. They're not beings of light floating around in all of this new age baloney. That's all BS. All right. They're people just like us. They're in a higher density, but they're people. And they're concerned about humanity because we're related. And that's it. No other agenda involved, at least not for our family. There are races out there that do have their own agendas, and they may not necessarily be good for humanity. So we must be wise. We have to keep our eyes open.
Very good. All right. Well, Dale and Gosia, to close out tonight, if there's any important messages that you feel like you have to give us from the Palladians before you head out, please do so. And let everyone know where they can find all your YouTube channel and everything like that.
Okay.
They might actually be listening right now. I don't know. Where they, did you talk
to? Right now, no, because it's not live. But they will be listening.
Okay.
They will
be. Yeah, they
will be up in a couple hours here.
They actually listen in and participate in the background while we're talking. So that's a pretty cool aspect of it. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
You'll definitely watch this video. They follow everything we do and all the interviews and all the videos.
Yeah.
I would just say that the most important thing is to work on yourself and on your mind, because that's the real key to the liberation and to the escape from this matrix. Because I must say that your ideas and your frequencies and your thoughts is going to determine what you perceive. And this is going to continue after you die. That's how they keep trapping us in the 3D Earth. And that's where you could go back to that whole prison plan idea. But it's all done by mind control. So that mind control continues after you die. By your own limiting ideas that they were imposed on you, you're going to cycle back to this experience. So the most important thing is to keep expanding your mind, no matter what's going on in the world. Keep expanding, work on your soul, because your soul is immortal and will always be there, no matter what. You are indestructible. They can destroy our body. They can destroy our, you know, with whatever vaccination program they have, but they cannot destroy your inner essence. So work on expanding your mind and your awareness and involving, integrating more and more expanding concepts into your field, because with that, you are raising your perception and you are raising what you as a consciousness can perceive. And that determines the density that you are going to be functioning on. So even after death, if it's not going to happen in this life, you're going to attract yourself. You'll be a match to the higher density. And that's where you will go. And that's going to be your escape, your liberation from this place. If that's what you want. You may want to be here. I'm not saying this is a total whole. You know, there could be good experiences on Earth if the soul wants to gain something from it. But if you want to go somewhere else, work on your mind and your mind expansion, and it will take you there.
All right. Very cool. Any closing remarks, Dale?
No, that pretty much covers it.
All right, very good. Goja, Dale, thank you both so much for coming on today. Fascinating information. And I'd love to have you back on in the future as you keep getting these messages so we can get some updates.
Well, yeah, you choose a topic, and you can maybe we can like zoom in on one specific topic, so we don't have to chaotically cover them all at the same time. So you choose something, and we can go into it.
All right.
Tell them, Goja, how to reach your channel.
All the channel English information.
The English channel is called Cosmic Agency. That's where you'll find all the videos in English, and if you happen to speak Spanish, Agencia Cosmica.
All right, very good.
And the website, the website is important also because we have all the transcripts of the video. So if you don't want to watch but you want to read, we have all the transcripts on our website, www.zvaru.org. But Zvaru with SWARUU.org.
All right, very cool.
We even have a forum where people can change ideas and ask questions.
Okay. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much again. And until next time, everyone else, have an excellent evening.